Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rebbe T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're on Shabbos 80, talking about going little by little. Listen to this story here on 80 in Shabbos. Rav Bibi had a daughter. He treated her, took care of her, had to treat her in a medical way, limb by limb, with a depilatory, and took 400 zuz for her. Now, a certain Gentile lived in the vicinity. He too had a daughter, and he plastered her whole body at once, whereupon she died. Rav Bibi has killed my daughter, he exclaimed. Rav Nachman observed, as for Rav Bibi, who drank strong liquor, his daughter required pasting over. But as for us, who do not drink strong liquor, our daughters do not require such treatment. So it's important to do things little by little. Two things we could actually learn from here. Number one, automatically the other person, the observer, totally went out of whack and considered the situation and immediately went to an erroneous conclusion, immediately said, oh my gosh, he killed my daughter, he did it the wrong way, look at what happened. And we always have to take a situation and think about different aspects of the situation. We very quickly run to assume things. Assuming we have all the facts, many times we have not even any of the facts. We assume we know the whole story when really we're missing the other side of the story. There's an amazing book from art school, I forget the author, called The Other Side of the Story. Fantastic book. We have to be down the kaskus. We can't automatically judge people and jump to conclusions. We don't even know what's going on in the story. Half the time it's behind closed doors. Half the story most of the time is missing. The other side of the story proofs us, explains to us we're missing facts, we're missing things. In this story, he's jumping to conclusions, didn't even understand, missing the observation. So that's point number one. Point number two, as Rav Bibi went limb by limb and took care of her, so too we need to go little by little. We need to go piece by piece, limb by limb in different situations. We can't run to complete something in one day. Think about the idea when we're preparing for something, we're preparing for a lesson, we're preparing for a lecture, like myself, can't all be done in one day. Even though we want to, sometimes we need to do things little by little. Even though Pirkei Avos says that we have to start and we might not be able to finish, we have to just go little by little. We have to do what we can and prepare as much as we can every day, little by little. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu had alacrity to get the ball rolling on the Mishkan. Even though he knew it wouldn't be done in one day, he jumped up and did it, because little by little. Sometimes we just get the ball rolling and we'll be able to get it involved. But you have to realize that we have to go day by day, we have to go step after step, we have to go limb by limb to get things done. So again, to remember, we don't always know all the facts in the story. Sometimes we're missing the facts, we have to judge favorably, realize there's another side of the story, as this person in the story might have been missing. And second, we have to go little by little, limb by limb, do a little bit every day, but make sure that you start and go every day in order to complete it, even though you can't finish it all at once. A lot of times, do what you can day by day. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 81 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.